This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Thousands of Lebanese, furious with their political leaders, are taking to the streets again, 4 days after a huge explosion left at least 154 dead. Reuters' Edward Barron has the latest from Beirut.
After the explosion, the fury. Lebanese riot police fired tear gas at demonstrators trying to break through a barrier to get to the parliament building in Beirut on Saturday. The protest was over the government's handling of this week's devastating explosion in the city. About 7,000 people gathered in Martyr Square in the city center, some throwing stones. The blast in the port killed at least 158 people, injured 6,000, and destroyed a swathe of the city.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. A virtual international donor conference with U.S. President Donald Trump and other top leaders is scheduled for Sunday. Investigators have recovered the black box flight recorders from an Air India Express plane that crashed in southern India, killing at least 18 people. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Officials said among the injured, at least 15 were in critical condition. Both pilots of the Air India Express flight died, the airline said in a statement, adding that four cabin crew members were safe. The airline said the two-year-old Boeing 737-800 flew from Dubai to Kozhikode, also called Calicut in Kerala, India's southernmost state. There were 174 adult passengers, 10 infants, two pilots, and four cabin crew members on board. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Security officials say at least nine people were killed and nearly 20 others injured Saturday in a car bomb blast at the front gate of a Somali military base in Mogadishu.